This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Samantha Watson. The window for Alaska Native veterans to apply for their Native allotments will stay open for another 5 years. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan's bill, which extended the filing deadline, passed the Senate on Tuesday by unanimous consent.
It wasn't easy, but we got this done at the buzzer. It's going to be signed into law. It's going to go over to the White House. The president's going to sign this, and then we're going to get to work. We're going to get to work and get these heroes the land allotments that they deserved.
The deadline was set to expire in less than 2 weeks. The bill now gives Alaska Native veterans until 2030 to claim 160 acres of federal land, made available to them under a law Congress passed more than 100 years ago. But when the federal program ended in 1971, Vietnam vets missed out because many were overseas fighting the war. An estimated 2,000 veterans are eligible for the program, but as of mid-month, only about 25% have filed. So far, only a fraction of those applications have been approved. Native vets said they had difficulty meeting the deadline due to a complicated process and limited land availability. Democrats had blocked previous efforts to extend the deadline over fears that the bill would open a backdoor to more development. Sullivan says he ultimately won the extension by attaching his bill to three others that had bipartisan support.
I think it's a really important day, really good day. And again, I commit to work with all my Senate colleagues on the other commitments.
The bills that passed along with the extension include measures to sell federal land for an Arizona solar project, a water pipeline for Southeast Colorado, and a directive to the Forest Service and Interior Department to publish information on public access to federal waterways for recreation. Senator Lisa Murkowski was a co-sponsor of the Native Veterans Bill. Congressman Nick Begich's House version of the extension passed this summer. Leaders of seven Alaska Native organizations, including the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Alaska Native Veterans Council, had written to Senator President John Thune urging passage of the extension. In the weeks since Typhoon Halong hit western Alaska, aid has come in the forms of subsistence food donations, donated clothing, and contributions to relief funds. But after the storm, one writer looked to her creative gifts when searching for a way to help those who had lost everything. Here's the report. When writer Lonnie Holes heard the news about Typhoon Halong, she was across the country in Hawaii, where she lives.
I couldn't help it. With each video that I watched, online, people posting about the disaster and afterwards, I just could not just sit there. I was like, there's something I can do.
Holes was in the middle of writing a novel, part of a journey to reconnect with her Yupik culture. The author, who spent periods of her upbringing in Bethel, has family roots in the Yukon Delta village of Kotlik, which suffered damage from the October storm. Her father was also a principal across schools in the region, including Kipnuk.
I was like, wait, I could do something creative and connect with a nonprofit and get something rolling. Something physical that's positive and connects to my culture as well.
Holes began coordinating with the Alaska Community Foundation to host a fundraising sale of the children's book she was inspired to write. It's called Anuk, Amir Sunset. And 50% of each sale goes directly to the Western Alaska Disaster Relief Fund to support families impacted by Typhoon Halong. The storybook was inspired by a moment Holes experienced with her son, Ashton. At the end of a stressful day, Holes says the two went for a drive.
During the drive, the most captivating sunset caught my attention. And I paused and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Ashton, look at that sunset. It's so beautiful. And my son was quiet for a second, and he asked, am I your sunset? I lost my breath for a moment.
Hull says the book came from this seed of connection and meaning between parent and child. The story follows the layout of a poem, an adult responding to a child asking the same question in a backdrop of Yupik culture.
And then each page, it's almost like a poem, goes over like, yes, you are my sun, you are my moon. And there's lots of culturally significant imagery in there as well, like eating salmon berries, tundra tea, as well as like fishing and northern lights.
Hull says she hopes the book will find buyers and anyone looking to support relief efforts. But she also hopes copies find their way into the hands of those affected by the typhoon. The book features a journal section where families can record memories shared together.
I can't imagine what these families are going through right now. And I wanted to bring something positive and to their life. The main part of this story is what matters most is family moments with your family, these sweet moments throughout your day.
You can find a copy of Anuk, Am I Your Sunset at Barnes & Noble Booksellers online. Looking for the perfect Christmas tree? A state forester helped Alaska Desk reporter Alonia Nyden harvest hers in the Matsu Valley and shared how you can, too.
Last year, I had a fiasco. My friends and I drove out and cut down a Christmas tree. It looked perfect, and I was excited to decorate it in our living room. But the tree lost nearly all of its needles. By Christmas Day, the thin tree trunk with sad, sagging branches stood completely naked. A thick layer of green needles pulled on the floor around it. I show Stephen Nickel a photo.
Ooh, oh yeah, that happens.
Nickel is a forester with the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection. This year, I asked for his help. Nickel and I are at the Moose Range near Palmer. It's one of several established places to find a Christmas tree on state land in South Central Alaska. Other spots are on the Kenai Peninsula. You just need to consult the maps on the Division of Forestry website. You can also cut a tree anywhere on unrestricted state land. And there are options at the Jim Creek Recreation Area, as well as Chugach National Forest. Nickel says the legal window for cutting is from Thanksgiving through Christmas Day. General rules are
one tree per household, less than 15 feet tall. We want folks to cut the tree all the way down to the ground. And then just, you know, clean up after yourself.
There are a ton of Christmas tree candidates here, mainly white and black spruce. Equipped with a handsaw, a shovel, and some ropes to carry out the tree, we trudge through melty snow and fallen branches.
Sometimes you'll find little tracks where people have already walked off in the woods, like, hey, maybe there's another spot over there, maybe there's another tree, let's go check it out.
Picking the right Christmas tree is all about foliage. Nickel says to look for healthy green needles to make sure the tree will last. And
envision the space that you're trying to fill with the tree and pick the tree to find that.
If it's a centerpiece of the room, he says to look for full, even foliage, typical for trees without close neighbors. If you want a tree against the wall, maybe pick one that has fewer branches on one side. We see one charming spruce tree, but it is a little too short. Another one looks tall and full, and we decide it might be a great candidate.
You okay. Ready to cut it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. Then, Nickel notices an issue. Yellow speckles on the needles that might indicate that the tree is not healthy.
I might want to point you towards something that's got a little bit more green on it, just so you don't have, you know, lose a bunch of needles.
So, we keep walking until we see the one.
Oh, this one is probably white spruce, right?
Yeah, looks a little bit greener than the other one.
Yeah, I like this one.
All right.
I get on my knees and crawl to get closer to the trunk.
Just like that.
It's easy to cut with a sharp handsaw. Just make sure you cut on the side opposite of where you want the tree to fall.
Okay, it's about to fall.
Yeah, that's all right. There you go.
My Christmas tree!
Yes.
Oh, it's a nice one. I think I picked well. The needles will stay on.
We take a short walk back. Nickel says to be careful when you put the tree in or on your car. The branches might be brittle, especially when it's cold outside. Then, when you bring the tree home, Nickel says to leave it in a semi-warm space. That will allow the tree branches to relax before you bring it inside. For now, mine is in a garage, warming up. I'll bring it into my living room soon to decorate it and enjoy its lush green branches. I hope it will last at least through Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
In Anchorage, I am Alena Naiden.
For more rules and best practices, go to the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection website. This is KYUK News. I'm Samantha Watson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Gnomchit coming up.
Looks so fine.